Political observers say this election is possibly seeing the most enthusiastic voter participation in Jammu and Kashmir's recent history. It reflects not only in the high voter turnout numbers in the recently concluded first phase of the elections, but also in the number of people turning out in political rallies. Now, that's partly due to people not being pressured anymore by separatists and militants to boycott the polls, as has been the case in the past, and partly due to the urge to protest against their economic woes, skyrocketing inflation, and the loss of Kashmir's autonomy over its domestic affairs. Amid allegations of curbing dissent, this election could be an opportunity for Mr. Modi's party to show that it's committed to holding free and fair elections in what's one of the most highly militarized regions in the world. Reports say diplomats from 20 countries, including Singapore, US and Germany, have been invited to visit Kashmir during the elections. Now, some countries have opted out of such visits in the past, saying that they don't want a guided tour of this very complex region. Experts say such a visit could bolster the government's claims that normalcy is returning to Kashmir. Ishan Garg, Srinagar, Kashmir.